ज्ञानमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। नमः ॐ विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामीनिति नाम्नि। नमस्ते सारस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशकारिणे श्रीचैतन्य मनोविष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वापदन्तिकं। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलम् श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपां सत्रजातं सहगना रघुनाथं विदुतं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादं सहगना ललिता श्रीवृषाखन्वितंश्च। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकन्त राधाकन्त नमस्तुते। तप्तकाञ्चन गौरङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। वञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्रीकृष्णचैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासवि गौरभक्तवृन्द। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। लोकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुर्लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुं दिनुतारणं परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीचैतन्येश्वरम्। नमो विष्णुनामधाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय from third canto chapter 32 text 1 दुग्धि भूयापि पार्थितान् कपिल उवाच अथा यो गृहमेधियन् धर्मम् एवावसंगृहे कामम् अर्थं च धर्मं
स्वान्
दुग्धि भूयापि पार्थितान् Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. The Personality of Godhead said, the person who lives in the center of household life derives material benefits by performing religious rituals. Thereby, he fulfills his desire for economic development and sense gratification. Again and again, he acts in the same way. Purport. There are two types of householders. One is called Grihamedhi and the other one is called Grihastha. The objective of the Grihamedhis is sense gratification and the objective of the Grihastha is self-realization. Here, the Lord is speaking about the Grihamedhis, or the person who wants to remain in the material world. His activity is to enjoy material benefits by performing religious rituals for economic development and thereby ultimately satisfy his senses. He does not want anything more. Such a person works very hard throughout his life to become very rich and eat very nicely and drink. By giving some charity for pious, by giving some charity for pious activity, he can go to some higher planetary atmosphere in the heavenly planets in his next life. But he does not want to stop the repetition of birth and death and finish with concomitant miserable factors of material existence. Such a person is called Grihamedhi. A Grihastha is a person who lives with family, wife, children and relatives, but has no attachment for them. He prefers to live in a family life, rather than as a mendicant or a sannyasi. But his chief aim is to achieve self-realization or to come to the standard of Krishna consciousness. Here, however, Lord Kapildev is speaking about Grihamedhis, who have made their aim the materialistically prosperous life, which they achieve by sacrificial ceremonies, by charities, and by good work. They're posted in good position, and since they know that they are using of their assets of pious activities, they again and again perform activities of sense gratification. It is said by Prahlad Maharaj, Puna punaschar vita charvananam, they prefer to chew the chewed. They prefer to chew the already chewed. Again and again, the experience, the material pangs. Even if they are rich and prosperous, but they do not want to give up this kind of life. Kapila Uvacha Atho Yogriha Medhiyan Dharman Eva Vasan Grihe Kamam Arthamcha Dharmam Swan Dokti Bhuya Vipartita. The personality of Godhead said, the person who lives in the center of household life derives material benefits by performing religious rituals, and thereby he fulfills his desire for economic development and sense gratification. Again and again he acts in the same way. Prabhu, you can close the door. Thank you. So Prabhupada, he brings out very in our movement of ISKCON. Most devotees are grihasthas. If there are 12 devotees living in the temple, there will be thousands of grihastha devotees living outside. And therefore, Prabhupada focuses in this verse about the two types of people who live in the house. One is Grihamedhis, whose purpose of life is to only enjoy materially. They are very so attached and so blind that they refuse to stop the cycle of birth and death. They just don't want to. Their thing is, in this life, I must do some religious activities. Do some jagya, give some charity, give some donation here and there, and I will get some. There was one rich person, and he went to Prabhupada. This is in India. And he started to tell Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Swamiji, I have this factory here, I have that factory there, and I have this assets here, I have that assets there. And Prabhupada was just mocking. Okay. He's kind of just, you know, kind of showing off. I have this, I have that. Okay. But Swamiji, I can't sleep. I have this factory here, that factory there, but I can't sleep. So Prabhupada said, that is why you cannot sleep. He give all that to me. He give all that to me. So that person got scared. He is telling Prabhupada, I have all this and I can sleep. So Prabhupada is saying, hey, you give that to me. He give that to me and then you can sleep. Then he turned to one devotee, get his address. So he said, no, it's okay, Swamiji, it's okay. I know the temple address, I can come anytime. He said, that's all right. But we should be also able to go to your place anytime. he Prabhupada got it, you know. It's like, that's all right. You should give the address, we should be able to go to your place anytime. And you can sleep, we should relieve you from all your anxiety. So he was just like really caught, you know. So anyway, he ended up giving the address, not the property. I don't know what happened after that. But it's a very typical example of all of us. that person also knew that this is the reason of Griha Methis. Simply to increase the economic, simply to increase the name, fame and glory, a person would go to any extent. And Prabhupada said, actually told that businessman, you should utilize some of your assets in Krishna's service, then you will be relieved. But he was very attached. Yesterday we talked about, a person came to Prabhupada and says, Prabhupada, Swamiji, please extend my lifespan by 2 years. Remember? So Swami Prabhupada said, why? Oh, because I invested, you know, in some project. This, if I give some more 2 crores or 2-3 crores, that this will be extended. I will get so much more money. Therefore, please extend my 2 years of life. He knew he was dying. Still, he wants. So therefore, Prabhupada says in the purport, he does not, he is not interested in stopping the cycle of birth and death. He simply is interested in dharma, artha, kama. The only reason he wants to do dharma, here dharma means religious, some charity, some sacrifice, only for kama and artha. That's it. Why? One reporter asked Prabhupada, what is the purpose of life? What do you think Prabhupada would answer? If someone asked you, what is the purpose of life, what would you say? What would you say purpose of life is?
To go back to Godhead.
To go back home, back to Godhead. And we have all these answers, right? To chant, to go back home, back to Godhead, to follow the spiritual master. But Prabhupada didn't answer like that. He said, the goal of life is to enjoy. That's it. That's it. Because why? Anandamaya vyasat. It is true. The goal of life is to be happy. The goal of life is to enjoy. But now we need to see what is real enjoyment. Going back and back to Godhead is what the grihasthas think. This is enjoyment. But the grihamedis, they think that it's temporary situations where you go, Kobu swarke uthaye kobhu narake dubai, danda jane raja jane nodite chupai. This is Mahaprabhu to Sanatana Goswami. He says, Kobu swarke uthaye. Same, he's talking about the grihamedis. Kobu swarke uthaye. Sometimes the living entities go to heavenly planets. Why? Because they have done some dharma. They have done some religious activities. Kobu swarke uthaye kobu naroke dubai. And sometime he goes to the hellish planets. So sometimes he goes to heavenly planets, sometimes he goes to hellish planets. Just like Dandajane Raja Jana Nodite Chubai. In the old days, if someone was caught doing some wrong thing, then the soldiers would take them and punish them. How? By holding them and putting them under water. So when you put somebody under water, how long can you stay without breathing? How long? 2 minutes? Maximum 3 minutes? I don't know if somebody can. Somebody can?
Yeah.
Whatever. Say 2 minutes. Say if you're able to be there under water for 2 minutes, then what does the soldiers do? They put you under water for 1 minute and say 58 seconds. And just when you're about to like pass out, then he brings it out. He brings you up. When he brings you up, you think, wow, this is happiness. And the moment you think this is happiness, he's again put in that. See? So, is this real happiness? The 2 seconds you're up and you breathe, you feel like, wow. And the moment you say, wow, you're again, you're down. So this is our happiness. You work. And Prabhupada gives an example in India. He said, a man, he goes on the train for 3-4 hours, goes to work, and he's there for 8 hours. Again, he comes back 2-3 hours, 4 hours on the train. And then when he comes, you know, whatever, a little bit happiness, he thinks this is happiness. It's like, you know, you're sweating outside. And then you come inside, the AC is on, and you think, wow, it's happy. Is it really happiness? Or it's cold outside, you come to a warm place. Is that happiness? And then you're in the room, or it's too hot, then you go outside. Oh, this is happiness. So our happiness is compared by Mahaprabhu as Dandajane Raja Jana Nodite Chupai. It's like that. You work and work and work, then you get a bowl of ice cream. It's like, wow, this is nectar. And the next moment you're working. And Adi Bhautik, Adi Daivik, Adi Atmik, so many complications of life. But Prabhupada says, unfortunately, these people are not interested in spiritual life. On the other hand, a grihastha, very interesting. Prabhupada actually says, a grihastha stays with his wife, with his children, with his relatives. And then Prabhupada actually says that He prefers a family life rather than a mendicant and a sannyasi. That's very interesting. And when Mahaprabhu told Srivas Thakur, he says, I don't see you working. How are you maintaining yourself? You have such a big family. So, of course, but there's a whole conversation, the whole, actually, a long conversation. But then at one point, Mahaprabhu told him, since you're not working, why don't you take sannyas? He says, no, I cannot do that. So he stays at home. But he transforms his home to a spiritual platform. He sees his wife and children are the property of Krishna. And even though outwardly he may act materially to some extent. It seems like he's working and he's doing so many things which seeming like materially, but in his heart he's totally detached. So that is very, very important for us devotees. That we may be grihasthas, we may be living with family, wife, children and relatives, but we have to understand the purpose behind. And we saw that Mahaprabhu's, most of his associates were grihasthas. Most of the associates of Mahaprabhu were grihasthas. And they showed a perfect example of how to remain in household but be Krishna conscious. It sounds very easy, no? But it's very difficult for all. But since we have already entered the grihastha ashram, we must take this opportunity and try to inwardly be very detached. So, here, but Prabhupada says twice in this verse, that in this verse we are talking about the Grihamethis. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he explains the Grihamethis. in the first chapter of Navadvipa Mahatmya, and we'll try to read something from there. Prabhupada said, when he was asked, what is the purpose of life? What did he say?
To enjoy.
So, here Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Suk lagi sarvajiv nana jukti kore. The living entity is always thinking how to get some enjoyment. Nana jukti kore. All the time, isn't it? You have a job, you try to get a better job. You have this house, you try to get a better house, bigger house. You have this phone, you want to get the next updated phone. Why? You're always thinking, oh, that will make me happy. Even you know, you see in the material world, you know, even a simple thing like toothpaste. You see the ads, how they give the advertisement for toothpaste? It's like, you brush your teeth with this toothpaste. And you see the ads. I have seen one ad in India, Colgate. I don't know if you have Colgate here. But you know, you must be having whatever you must be having. You see the ads. This person, he gets up from his slumber and he brushes his teeth with this Colgate and starts flying in the sky. And he's the whole day he's in ecstasy. You see that? It's like love of Godhead. This simple toothpaste, they're showing you as like this is the ultimate. It's a propaganda. And what does the living entities think? Nana jukti kore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur said. Nana jukti. Oh, I was using neem before, but neem doesn't seem to be good. That one. So you get that. And this is what happens in every step of our life. Why? Because of sukh lagi. We want enjoyment. Sukh lagi sarvaji nana jukti kore, torko kore. They argue. Why do they argue? This, because of happiness. Torko kore. They argue, this is, my one is better. You must take this. And we get diverted. Joke kore. Many of us do yoga. One thing is to do yoga to stay fit, to do service. Other thing is, I'll do yoga, then I can enjoy more. So devotees does yoga, but to stay fit, to do service. But grihamedis, they do yoga to enjoy. So tarko kore, jukti kore, tarko kore, jok kore, samsar bhitare. Then, so first Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, just to enjoy, and the living entities, they make many plans. They argue. They do yoga. Why? Simply to become. Simply to get some enjoyment. Then, sukh lagi samsar chhariya bane jaye. Then some living entities, after trying all this, this house, this car, this phone, this toothpaste, whatever, nothing works. Then he decides, the happiness is not here. If I renounce, if I go to the forest, then I will get enjoyment. The purpose is not Krishna. If I do some austerity, I'll go kobu sarge. I'll go to heavenly planets. And therefore, he does. He gives up. He gives up, to some extent, this happiness to get more material enjoyment. Then, sukh lagi sansar chhariya bane jaye. Sukh lagi juddho kore rajaye rajaye. Why does the king fight with another king? Because he wants to expand his enjoyment. So sometimes we want certain post, we want certain level of name, fame and glory. Why? Because we want to extend our enjoyment. That's what Bhaktivinoda. These are not my words. This is Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And you'll see how he ends it. It's very powerful. And if anything from here relates to us, we try to rectify ourselves. So we fight to get material enjoyment. Sukh lagi kamini kono ko pache thai. To enjoy the living entities run behind the opposite, sex and wealth. Sukh lagi silpo ar biggan chalai. Just for material enjoyment, so many industries are there. See all this industrial black smoke, white smoke, whatever the smoke is coming up. Why? Industry. What is the industry for? For material enjoyment. And began so-called scientists. What are they doing? Making so many things so we can enjoy. They are also doing, and we are just simply waiting for the new updates. So we feel like this is enjoyment. That's what Bhaktivinoda Thakur says. Sukh lagi sukh chhare. To get material enjoyment, sometimes we leave material enjoyment and take some austerity. Klesh sikha kore. We take some austerity. Why? So we get to the higher planets. And sometimes, after being totally frustrated, some people think of committing suicide. Isn't it? Now suicide is quite high in the world, everywhere. In India it's very high. Why? Because they're trying and trying and trying and trying, they're getting frustrated, they're not getting enjoyment. So, what they think? If I commit suicide, then my misery will end and I will get real enjoyment. In India, you know, behind the trucks, behind the buses, is always something written. Either Mahabharat Mahan, that's always there. My India is great. And then once in a while some wisdom is written. One of the famous things is written, at least in Bengal, very, very famous, is Sukh sapane, Santi sasane. Santi means?
Peace.
So real peace is when you die. Sasana means when they burnt. So Santi is when you die. And Sukh, happiness, the real happiness in your dreams. So Sukh, Sapane, Santi, Sasane. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is talking about the same thing here. At the end, when they failed with everything, the living entities think, better I commit suicide. Because if I commit suicide, I'll get enjoyment. Nityananda bolidaki duha tulia. Who's seeing all this? Lord Nityananda. Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains. Nityananda Prabhu sees how these living entities are making so many plans, they're arguing, they're doing yoga, they go to the forest, they're fighting, they're running behind women, they're running behind wealth, they're running behind industries and so-called science. They even commit suicide to get happiness. Nityananda Prabhu becomes very sad. And he, duhat tulia, he raises his hand, eso jeev, eso means, come. He raises his hand, Esoji karma gyan sankat chhariya. My dear living entities, please come to me. Give up this karma. Here this karma refers to the activities of the Grihamedis. Give that up. Give up this speculative knowledge of gyan and give up this sankat. Sankat means this dilemma that we all have. Give all that up and come to me. Sukh lagi chista tobo ami taha dibo. You want happiness? You want to enjoy? I will give that to you. Why are you struggling like this? Come to me. Sukh lagi chista tobo
আমি তাহা দিব, তার বিনিময়ে আমি কিছু না লইব। ইউ থিঙ্ক দ্যাট আইল আস্ক সামথিং ফ্রম ইউ? নর্মালি ওয়েন ইউ ডু সামথিং ইউ আর এক্সপেক্টিং সামথিং, দদাতি প্রতিকৃষ্ণাতি, আই এম গিভিং ইউ টু লাডুস, আই এম এক্সপেক্টিং থ্রি প্রভু, আই এম জাস্ট গিভিং সাম এক্সাম্পল। সো নিত্যানন্দ প্রভু সেজ, ডোন্ট ওয়ারি, ইউ জাস্ট কাম টু মি অ্যান্ড আই উইল নট আস্ক এনিথিং ইন রিটার্ন, তার বিনিময়ে আমি কিছুই না লইব, আই ওয়ান্ট টেক এনিথিং। অ্যান্ড ইউ থিঙ্ক that you are trying so hard and you are not getting, you think the things that I will give you, you think there is lot of misery in getting that? Don't worry, kosto nai, there is no misery, no unhappiness in the process of which I am about to give you. Don't worry, kosto nai and bare nai, there is no expense. Previously we read, Prabhupada says, there is no expense in performing devotional service. So here, Nityananda Prabhu says, cost to nai, no misery, bare nai, na pave jatana. You won't go through any troublesome. Simply, Sri Gauranga Boli Nacha Nahi Bhavana. Can you just keep the flower with you? Just keep it. Don't go here. Just don't distract. Just keep it. So, simply just chant Lord Gauranga's name and just dance, giving up all your worries. Jesuk Ami Devo Tar Nahi Sano. The happiness I will give you, or I can give you, it's not equal to anything else. It is simply Sarvada Vimalananda. It is just pure ecstatic, pure ecstasy. Ei rupe preme jache Nityananda Rai. In this way, Lord Nityananda is begging to the living entities again and again and again. Jacha means, it's like, please take. That is jacha. So Lord Nityananda again and again and again is begging the living entities, but abhaga karma dose taha nahi chai. The living entities refuse to accept that. No, I don't want. I don't want. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, look at Lord Nityananda. Nityananda boli dake duhat tulia. He's raising his hand, he sees us suffering. He says, why are you going through so much? Just come to me. Kosto nai, bai nai, na pai jatana. There is absolutely no expense, no misery, nothing. Just come to me, take it. Chant Lord Gauranga's name and just be happy. But the unfortunate living entities, abhaga. Abhaga karma dose taha nahi chai. Being so unfortunate, the living entities right in the face of Nityananda refuses. I don't want to. Why does the living entities don't want? Because of his attachment, suklagi, and the most unfortunate living entities. But Mahaprabhu's mood is expressed here by Lord Nityananda Prabhu. He is the Adi Guru, Nityananda Prabhu is the Adi Guru. He doesn't give up. The living entities keep on refusing and he keeps on begging. He said, I understand, Abhaga, you most wretched. I understand that you have made so many offenses and you have done so many sinful activities for last millions and millions and millions and millions of birth, but I have the remedy for you. When the living entities refuse Nityananda, the next thing Nityananda says, I understand you, why you're refusing, but I have the remedy for it. Just listen to me, Nityananda tells us. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he summarizes, because he says, just listen to me, just take shelter of Lord Gauranga. Everything will be taken care of. All your misfortune will disappear and you'll become the most fortunate soul. Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Gauranga nitai jai bole ek par. If a living entity simply says Gauranga Nityananda once, just once, Ananta karma dos anta hoy tar. Ananta means unlimited misfortune, unlimited sinful activities. Everything just disappears within a moment. Simply chant Gauranga, simply chant Nityananda, my dear living entities. Just chant, take shelter of Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda. Why? Because, see, Prabhupada gives the example, also Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. You want to see Krishna? It's very difficult. Krishna wants to see you. Is that difficult or easy? Easy or difficult?
Easy.
Loudly.
Easy.
One more time.
Easy.
So you want Krishna prem? Yes? Yes. Is it difficult? Yes, very difficult. We all realize that. We shouldn't be, we shouldn't have that We shouldn't take it for granted. It's very difficult. But what if Krishna Prem wants you? Is that difficult or easy?
Easy.
You want Krishna? Difficult. Krishna wants you? It's easy. You want Krishna Prem? Difficult. What if Krishna Prem is looking for you? It's easy. And therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, my dear living entities, he said, the Krishna prem is the answer for everything. You want happiness, I want to give you. Just come to me. And he cries. One time, Nityananda Prabhu went to a person and he folded his hands and he said, my dear sir, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Mahaprabhu has appeared and he has ordered, please chant Hare Krishna. Please, I beg you. So when Nityananda was begging like this, that person thought, hey, he's a crazy guy. He told Nityananda, hey, get out of here. He says, just once. He said, no, go away. You know what Nityananda did? Right there and then, he fell at the lotus feet. I don't know if I should say the lotus feet. He fell at the feet of that person and he grabbed hold of that person's feet. If you don't chant, I will not let go. I know you are suffering. Just chant one time. So that person was totally melted. My God, look at this person. Okay. Just get up. I will chant. Okay, you'll chant? Yes, tell me what to chant. Then Nityananda Prabhu just raised his hand and he said, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Oh, you chanted. He embraced him, started to dance. You delivered. You chanted Hare Krishna. You are freed. Gave him love of God. So, Nityananda Prabhu knows if a living entity takes the holy name, he'll be delivered. So I was saying, you want Krishna? Difficult. Krishna wants you? It's easy. You want Krishna Prem? Very difficult. Krishna Prem wants you? It's easy. What if Krishna Prem is looking for you? Would you like to be that person whom Krishna Prem is looking for? Yes? Loudly, Hari Bol. So if you want Krishna Prem to look for you, because Bhaktivinoda Thakur uses this word, Anneshan. Krishna Prem, Subhimal Krishna Prem, Anneshetake. The pure Krishna Prem would look for that person who chants Nitai Chaitanya Bali Jai Jeev Dake. That living entity who chants Lord Gauranga's or Nityananda's name, Krishna Prem looks for that person. So we simply have to take shelter of Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur continues to glorify Mayapur Navadvip Tham. Now, as we started the class by saying that, you know, when Prabhupada was asked, what's the purpose of life? Prabhupada said to enjoy. Enjoyment is the purpose of life. Because we are all connected with Krishna. We want happiness. And by taking shelter of Gaur Nithai is the process. I will end with one beautiful pastime of Prabhupada. Because, you know, this Gaur Nithai is personally installed by Prabhupada, so Radha Ballabh, Chandan Paladev Subhadra. These are not just deities. And this ISKCON Melbourne temple, it's just not a temple in the West. It's a dham. Prabhupada visited here. This place is non-different from dhams. Just like Mayapur and Vrindavan. And this is the teaching that Prabhupada gave. This is one of the holy places in the world because Prabhupada came here. Because devotees are here, because Krishna is here. Personally. One time in New York, during Prabhupada's time, the person who was managing that place, actually he was Bhavananda Prabhu, he started this, you know, here we have two times a week Harinam. So Bhavananda Prabhu started in New York all night long Harinam party. So what's the schedule of the devotees? They go in the night, they come back and they do the Mangalarti, then they go to sleep. So because the devotees are doing Kirtan all night long, so they shifted Mangalarti from 4:30 to 3:45. So they can do the Mangalarti quicker, you know. So if the 3:45 is Mangalarti, what time Krishna has to wake up? Early? Maybe 3 o'clock, that's quite early. So they were just doing this program, Mangalarti at 3:45. Then Prabhupada came. Prabhupada came from the airport, he went to the temple. And he was looking at the deities. And he was looking at the deities, and then he turned to Bhavananda Prabhu, and he said something to Bhavananda. No one before has informed Prabhupada about this. That they were having Mangalarti at 3:45. He came and he looked at Krishna and he said, Krishna looks very tired. He's not getting enough sleep. He's playing all day with the cowherd boys. He needs enough rest. It doesn't seem he's getting enough rest. Krishna looks very tired. What does that mean? It means that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is residing here. If we have that attitude, if we have that approach and the mood, you're in the dham. You're in the dham. So even though many of us may be a grihastha, but we could live the life of a pure soul simply by accepting that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is here and just simply taking to the chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Our vital sensation. Prabhupada talks about Grihamedi and Grihastha. Don't worry. Don't worry. Simply take. When this, you know, this devotee, Tapan Mishra, when Mahaprabhu went to Bangladesh for the first time, so Tapan Mishra met Mahaprabhu. And you know, he was asking many, many questions. What's the goal? What's the process? And so many things. So at one point Mahaprabhu just told him, he says, look, sadhya, sadhan, tattva, ja kichu sakal, whatever you are looking for, all the questions you have, Harinam Sankirtan Milive Sakal. You just chant, you'll achieve everything. Sometimes we have so many questions, no? So many doubts, so many things in our head. And so therefore Mahaprabhu said, simply chant, Harinam Sankirtan Milive Sakal. You'll achieve everything. Simply chant. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, anyone who chants the name of Gauranga and Nityananda, even once, what happens?
Sins. Krishna prema.
No.
All the sins are gone.
Yes. Ananta karma. Unlimited bad karma. Unlimited sinful activities from unlimited lifetimes. Anta ends right there. Anyone who chants Gauranga Nitai Jai Bole Akbar. Just, I'm just repeating this so it goes in our head. Just once, you tell someone, your friend, he may be a karmic, you just say, even jokingly, you say, you know, can we have a game? He says, what? He says, okay, chant Gauranga. Let him chant. Make him chant Nityananda. And just by that chanting once, you are helping him to end all his bad karma. Try. And the next thing Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Nitai Chaitanya Bali Jai Jeev Dake. He doesn't say here once. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, anyone who calls out the name of Chaitanya Nityananda, then Subhimal Krishna Prem Onne Se Take. And that person who chants Lord Nityananda's Gauranga's name, love of Godhead looks for that person. So, please raise your hand and chant, Gauranga!
Gauranga!
Loudly, please. Gauranga!
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 Nityananda!
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 Srila Prabhupada ki, Sangata Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki, Itai Gaur Pramanande. So today we'll have our last Gaur Katha and Kirtan at night. Today we'll talk about some amazing